We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know why? Because they love the kid that's coming back healthy, and that's Carson Wentz, who represents the Army of One Foundation.
Audience of One.
Audience of One, and he is on line with us right now. Hi, Carson.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, Carson. I know you got a big softball game coming up with a home run derby on June 1st. Tell us about this event at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, it's been an event that's been in the making for a long time. My brother and I kind of just been brainstorming and working with the group. And so it's going to be on June 1st at Citizens Bank Park. We're going to have a home run derby. We're going to have a charity softball game as well. It'll be, you know, me and my teammates, we're going to do an offense versus defense type thing. It should be a really cool event with, you know, all sorts of food and some games in between innings. It'll be fun, family friendly, and hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, we're able to raise as much money as we can for the foundation to kind of make a difference all over the world.
All right, and the tickets will go on sale at 10 tomorrow at tickets.com. Right at 10 a.m., you should get these tickets, or you can also go to the Citizens Bank Park box office. And from what I understand, there's several initiatives that you're trying to do with your foundation, Carson. Could you remind everybody of what will happen with this money?
Yeah, so there's kind of three different parts to it. The first is just my passion for people that are, you know, in poverty situations that don't have food, water, shelter, access to education, different things like that. And that's definitely focused both overseas and here in the United States, particularly in the Philadelphia area. And then also just got a big passion for dogs and service dogs and what they can do. You know, we've done some things already, partnering with some different groups out here in the Philly area as well. So we'll get providing access to families and kids that need service dogs. And then also just outdoor opportunities and hunting, different types of opportunities for kids that are sick, for retired veterans, wounded veterans, different types of things like that. Just to kind of give all these people different opportunities that they wouldn't receive otherwise, and just kind of bring them some joy in their lives.
And if you just go to Audience of One Foundation, you get lots more information on the tremendous work that you're doing in the, what's it been about a year you formed it, right, Carson? Already you guys have gotten a lot of money and done a lot of good.
Yeah, we launched the foundation in last summer, so right. We've already raised more money than we ever would have imagined already, and been able to help in just a handful of different ways. And it's been really cool to see the support we've already received. And at the end of the day, it's just the beginning.
Well, you know what? It helps when the guy whose name is on it was the best player in the NFL this year, Carson. And I want to just start with this. I saw you on the float with Nick and Nate, and you're holding up the trophy, and you're seeing millions of Eagles fans. What was that like for you?
Bro, that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I mean, that was, I used the word epic, I think, in my tweet, but like that was absolutely epic. You know, the Eagles fans just showed out in a huge way. We expected it to be a crazy parade, but that definitely exceeded all of my expectations. And getting to do it with my teammates, everybody just having a good time, the entire city. Man, you couldn't ask for a better city to do it in. And then the path we took right up Broad Street, ending there at the Art Museum steps, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better setting to do that as well. It was just unbelievable.
It really, and you know what also was great? You didn't play the last 6 or 7 weeks, but you were right in the middle of everything. You gave that great speech during the rally. And we saw the video, Carson, even though you weren't playing, you were involved on the sidelines, especially in the playoffs, right? Could you tell us a little bit about your role and trying to help out even though you couldn't play?
Yeah, it was definitely a new role for me. You know, it was different, but as soon as I could be a part of it, you know, I had the 1 week really with surgery where I was, you know, wasn't able to be there much. But as soon as I could be back, you know, I was in there with the quarterbacks early in the morning watching film, breaking it down with them. I was going to practice, you know, once playoffs rolled around, once my rehab, once I could kind of get after it a little bit and be on my feet more. And just trying to be around as much as I can. You know, I wasn't. Nick was definitely doing a great job, you know, communicating with the coaches, but I was just trying to be another set of eyes for him and Then on game day, you know, the same way Nick and Nate helped me all year, I was just trying to help them in the same way, be another set of eyes, you know, bring them ideas, bring them suggestions. You know, and I don't personally think Nick needed any help. Nick played out of his mind and played amazing. But, you know, I was just trying to do whatever I could to help and also just be there for the guys as well.
No, absolutely. It was great to see the teamwork. You always used to say, before your injury, next man up, when there were so many others. And then you kind of proved it when it was your turn to have to sit down. And it really was that mentality, right? That's how you won a Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's just a handful of guys this year that really just bought in and believed in each other, believed in the coaching, believed in the organization. And nobody flinched. You know, we have injuries all year. Obviously, that's been well documented. And then I go down as well, and nobody flinched. You know, no one said, oh, woe is me type of mentality, which would have been the easy thing to do in some of those situations. But it was just, hey, we're a great team. You know, and we all just bought in, believed in each other. And, you know, the beautiful thing is throughout the playoffs, everyone wrote us off. You know, obviously, the underdog thing kind of came to a new level. But it was great. You know, we loved that, and we fed off that. And here we are, world champs.
Well, you know the city pretty well now. You've been here a couple of years, Carson. But they loved you before the injury, but they loved you even more when, with the torn ACL and LCL, you ran four plays and ended up throwing a touchdown pass. We got to know more about that. Carson, you knew you were seriously injured during that last sequence after you got hit in the end zone in L.A., right? You knew.
Yeah, I mean, I knew something was wrong. I knew my knee was very unstable, but it never really occurred to me to take myself out of the game, just being that we were that close to the goal line. You know, I was just, all right, I got to finish this drive. Ended up scoring on fourth down, and I knew I had to go see the trainer right away. But, yeah, just kind of crazy, just that competitor mentality, just kind of, hey, I got to finish this drive before I leave the game. And, yeah, obviously we ended up scoring, which is pretty sweet.
All right, and you made so many escapes earlier in the year that led to big plays by the team. Your aggressiveness is a big part of your success. But do you look now and say, I got to change a little bit to preserve my health? How do you look at it right now, Carson?
Yeah, you know, I definitely won't change, so to speak. You know, I think that's what's, you know, made me successful this last season and really my whole career. I think it's just something that I've been learning since I got into the league. You know, it's just constantly learning how to protect myself, where to take those chances, where to not. You know, it's just kind of part of the game at the end of the day as well. So I'm not going to let this change me. I'm just going to keep learning as to where and when I can protect myself more. And I thought I got a lot better at doing that this year. And obviously the injury was pretty fluky. You know, I ended up getting past those guys. It's just the way they hit me. So, you know, that's part of the game. You sign up to play this game. It's a physical sport and injuries happen. So, I'm always analyzing my game where I can improve, and that's an area I can just keep growing in and learning how to protect myself. But the aggressiveness and those types of things, you know, I'm not going to change.
Carson, a question came up about North Dakota that I needed your answer on, because I haven't had the mayor of Bismarck on after you had gotten hurt, and I couldn't tell. Who were they rooting for once you went down? Because that's Vikings country. So you're in the NFC Championship game. Carson, who are they rooting for in that game?
I know there's a lot of people that were torn back home, I'll tell you that. Because you're correct. That is a big-time Vikings country out there. And I'm going to guess there's a handful that were faithful to the Eagles still, and a handful that were still faithful to the Vikings. But I know they would have had a much harder choice had I still been healthy, because, you know, that's, there's some diehard Vikings fans back there as well.
All right. Well, I'm curious right now, how tough is this rehab?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not fun. You know, no one enjoys rehab. It can be a long process and everything. But fortunately, I got a handful of guys in there as well, you know, that are also rehabbing. Great guys, great teammates. So that always makes it fun and makes it gives us all a little extra motivation. But, it's rehab's never fun, but it's a process, and, you know, the same way I do everything in life, that I'm going to attack it, and, you know, I have no worries, no fear that it's not going to get better.
Are you on schedule right now? Are you going along at the pace that they expected you to?
Yeah, so far everything's been great. You know, it's obviously still early, but just kind of progressing through, and, you know, everything looks pretty good.
And you you really have set as a goal to be ready for the first game of the regular season. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that is definitely my goal. You know, timetables and all those things are always such a fluid thing. You know, every athlete responds differently. Everybody's body responds differently. So, obviously can't come out and make any declarations on anything, but my goal is definitely to be playing week one.
All right, and Carson, you lost two tremendous coaches in the past week, and John DeFilippo and Frank Reich. Tell us how much they helped you and how big a loss that is for you.
Yeah, I can't say enough about those two. You know, just coming in with effort day one, getting to work with them very closely. Obviously, Flip is the quarterback's coach, and Frank, you know, he was in there almost every day with quarterbacks on the field with quarterbacks. You know, I'm just having those eyes and them kind of as teachers was tremendous. You know, they both had a deep understanding of the game. They both had some great ideas, and it was just a pleasure working with them because I like to think I have some ideas, and our minds are also different, but we work together so well. And then with Coach Peterson as kind of the glue in the middle of it all. So it was a great working relationship, and obviously I'm disappointed they're gone, but it's part of the business. Both those teams got some great coaches, and I know those guys are going to be successful. I wish I had more time with them, but I understand that's part of the business, and that's just the way it is.
Carson, you know what we learned from them? They're very receptive to the ideas of the quarterback since Nick suggested the Philly special. That must have happened to you a bunch, too, with those guys over the past couple of years, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's one of the players' favorite things about really our whole coaching staff, but Coach Peterson as well. He really sets the tone with that, and he's just such a player's coach, and he believes in his players. And anytime a coach feels that belief and that confidence in his players, I think it's just the sky's the limit for players because our confidence just takes off. And we play at a higher level. We play fast, and we want to play for them because I don't take that for granted. I know a lot of the other guys don't either. So I can't say enough about Coach Peterson as well and just his willingness to listen. And I think the fact that he was a player for a long time, he understands that he gets it from the quarterback position especially, but just from being a player. And I think that goes a long way and says a lot about it.
All right, everybody listening, tomorrow, 10 a.m., the tickets will go on sale for the Carson Wentz AO1 Foundation charity softball game on June 1st. It includes a home run derby. Carson, is there any way Carson Wentz could take a few swings? You think he'd be ready for that yet?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to start any speculation on that. I will say I was definitely looking forward to it before the injury. I was planning on winning that home run derby, but we'll see. That one might have to wait till next year.
And go to tickets.com to get your tickets and go to Citizens Bank Park box office. And finally, Carson, I just want to offer you congratulations, not just for winning the Super Bowl. You are engaged. You broke a lot of girls' hearts in this town. You know that, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, congratulations, Carson. And as always, thanks for coming out with us. Good luck with the charity, and I'm sure we'll talk down the road. Thank you.
I'm good. Thanks, guys. God bless. Right.
Carson Wentz with some great insights into what's going on, Alan. He is engaged to be married at 25 years old.
Yeah.
Not even 25. I don't think he's 30 yet.
Great softball tournament. Great softball game. That's terrific.
Was that the first time he admitted that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.